Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. And guess what, Bella Army? Today we have Vanessa Lachey, one of the hosts of our favorite show right now, Love is Blind.
Ooh, that's right. She even dishes about the reunion.
Plus, we are doing a special heel or babyface for the Bachelor finale.
All right, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
I gotta say, I'm so excited to ask Vanessa how she balances mom life and career life.
And I'm excited just to catch up with her because it's been so long. So you know what that means? It's time for Brie opening up.
So let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. So today, Brie and I are opening up with a very yummy mocktail called Strawberry Fields. If you've never had a strawberry field, which this is our first time too, it has hibiscus syrup, strawberry syrup, soda to top, and put in some 3 cubes.
Oh, just 3?
Just 3. There's something about number 3.
Wow, you're stingy with your ice.
No, that makes it perfect, Brie. But anyways, as we're enjoying our strawberry fields, we have a very special, amazing guest who I've been wanting to come on the podcast forever, and we finally have her. Everyone, welcome Vanessa Lachey.
Woo-woo! Thank you, guys. Yes. I'm staring at your bellies, and this is not good.
Isn't it crazy?
Isn't it crazy?
Not
it
gives
for
you,
you
baby
saying,
fever, right? It's not good for me. Speaking of the 3, I have 3 at home. Like, my ovaries right now are on fire as Nikki's, like, literally rubbing her belly. Brie, I can't, you guys.
Thank you.
I know.
Would you have 1 more? 3 to 4?
I would.
Yeah?
Wow. I would. But I would also have to be committed, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. The transition from 1 to 2 was fun, and the transition from 2 to 3 was hard, just because of logistics. And I don't want to make my kids seem like a schedule, but you can't be in 3 places at once. But you and your husband can be in 2 places at the same time. So I think that's been the biggest challenge. So why not just throw in a 4th? And I'll just be like, you got 2, I got 2.
Yeah.
I'll see you apparently when they're 18 and gone.
Yeah, seriously.
I could. I would. Oh, this is not good. Don't tell Nick, by the way.
I know, right? He's going to be like, you're never allowed with the Bellas again. Not for another 8 or 7, 6
First
months.
It was I couldn't hang out with you guys because I would come home way too hungover. Yeah. And now I can't hang out with you because I'm going to come home and totally want a baby. So either
baby
way.
Baby hangover.
We influence in some way.
I can't with these bellies. Baby fever. It's a real thing.
I feel like because we're talking about kids, and we'll get into other stuff later, but I know that you've been dying to ask Vanessa how she does it in the entertainment industry, so you need to ask her the questions that you have about all that.
So, the mommy questions.
The mommy questions.
Because the one thing that I wouldn't say I've struggled with. I struggled in the beginning, and then I finally found my balance of like, okay, how to be a career woman and a mom. Because I'm a very hands-on mom, and I see that you are too. And entertainment, it's like you don't want to, it's hard to say, but it's like you always are playing catch up. I felt like, you know, momhood takes you out a little bit. It physically took me out with my body and just, you know, your hormones just coming all back together. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like I got it worked out. And now here comes baby number 2. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell do I do with 2 kids? Because I live in Phoenix, constantly traveling here. Birdie's always with me. I'm like, do I travel with 2? I have a husband who travels. You have a husband who travels as well.
Yeah.
So how do you do it?
Well, I'm honored that you're even asking me, because I feel exactly the same as you. And what I mean by that is I am just as lost, just as confused, and just as worried as you about every moment of every day, even with three, even having done this. And I don't have any answers. I have what works for me. And it doesn't necessarily work for everybody, but it's what's helpful to me. So maybe you can try it. Like, try five different things and go, okay, this one works for me. But what I will say that I feel and think and know since I've met you through Nikki,
yeah.
and I've known you and followed you guys for a few years now, is you have such a beautiful head on your shoulders. The fact that you're worried about being a mommy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's the fact that it's at the forefront of your mind means you're doing something right. Because if you're worried about just like work, me, or just the babies and not yourself, you're like, I'm not giving up my career, but I want to be there for my kids, but I have to take care of my body, but I want another baby. That's the journey. It's literally, it's not the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah.
I know it sounds so cliche. Yeah. And I've turned into cliche Lachey.
Yeah, kids. I was going to say that rhyme. Right? I like it.
But patent pending. My girlfriend called me a hero the other day. She's like, you're a hero. Nick was in Florida literally this past weekend. He was in Florida for 4 days. I had all three kids. My oldest son is 7. My daughter is 5. And my baby is 3. We don't have help on the weekends. We do have help during the week because I have 3 children and both my husband and I are in traveling careers. Yeah. So on the weekend, I have to put everything for me on hold. And it's baseball, it's basketball, it's soccer, it's dance, it's dinners, it's baths, it's tantrums, it's birthday parties, it's everything you can think of. And that's if everything goes according to plan. So she said, you're a hero. I'm like, I'm not a hero. I'm a mom. And she's like, how do you do it? I'm like, you just do. And so I guess that's kind of in the longest winded answer. There's no right or wrong way. Sure, there's a ton of tips. If you call me when you have the babies, you're like, V, I'm traveling with both of them. What you got? I'll say, this worked for me. But at the end of the day, you're going to make it happen because you're a rock star.
Right.
And I think just to remind yourself not to lose yourself and also not to beat yourself up for not being as much as you want to be there for your kids. Because by you not being there for your kids, it's because you're either doing something for yourself, for your career, which is also for yourself, or for your husband, which is also for yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're, you know, drinking at the local pub like, ah, screw my kids. They'll figure it out. You're like maybe at a meeting or working or on a date with your husband. Those are all three things that for some reason we feel guilty because we left them with a sitter, but that's your temple. That's you. That's what makes you the best mommy. So when you see them the next morning, you're like, what's up? Mommy had a great date with daddy last night. I even got a little lucky and I'm happy and I want to be here for you today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
We
that's
have to
cute.
Fill our souls and our pitchers up before we can give and fill anybody else's glasses.
Yeah. And how was it for you to go 1 to 2, because I think I get scared about that too. I'm so used to giving Birdie all my attention and making everything so special for her that at times I sit there and I'm like, how do I do it with two? Like, I want Birdie to still feel important, but I want to give the baby attention as well. And that scares me.
Yeah. I think for us, 1 to 2 in hindsight was easier than 2 to 3. That was like, oh gosh, where's the baby? Has anybody, we had the baby a minute ago. I know he was here a minute ago.
Yeah.
I love that she's getting a sibling, whether it's a little boy or a little girl. And she's going to, already she's so kind and loving and is such a social butterfly that she's going to warm up to the baby. And if she doesn't, then that's a great lesson for her. Like, sorry, babe, it's not just about you right now.
Right.
We're a family. But I don't know, you just figure it out. I think the one thing that we've done that I love doing now is dates with just one of them. So I took just Camden out on Sunday. Both Brooklyn and Phoenix were at home. Nick landed in the afternoon and I was like, okay, daddy duty, you've got these two. And I took him to Cirque du Soleil and it was just me and him and a friend and her mom. And we went for a few hours. We had the best time in the car. The conversation was great. And then he felt special. And then when Nick's gone, because I have one girl and two boys, I let Brooklyn come snuggle in bed with me sometimes. And I'm like, this is just the girl.
That is
and
oh really cute.
And this morning we woke up. She's like, I want you to do my nails. I'm like, sure, baby. Just the girls. Aww. You know? So I find time to try to make each one of them feel special. And it's not always easy. But when I do get those times, I look forward to when we can travel together. When Birdie's older, you're like, you and Mama are going to go to New York. It's just the girls this weekend. You know, Daddy's going to stay home with the baby. And we're going to go together. And she's going to love that.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I think, when you can sprinkle it in.
That's really important. Good advice. It's good to know, Brie.
It is. And I think that'll be important for Bird. because she'll love that.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's such a mama's girl. Oh, she'd be obsessed.
And she was the only for so long. That's what I've learned with my son. For some reason, oh my goodness, my oldest, everything, like he's coloring. He's like, mommy, 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 look, mom, 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 everything. How he eats his food, how he goes to the bathroom, how he gets dressed. He wants me to see everything. Phoenix, the baby, has now colored something, written his name, correct spelling on the wall, like made a snack and sat down and turned a movie on. And I'm like, he didn't ask me once for help or to see or to be validated because he's had to do that. So Bird is going to, she's going to see that change. And she's going to still want to be validated.
Yeah,
I think that goes with any firstborn. Yeah. So that's the dynamic. That's why they say the firstborn, the middle, and then the baby.
Yeah,
there are those generalizations that are true. You guys know
totally.
Your siblings.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it's and so it's so true. I think a good thing you touched on, and I know a lot of people would hear, is like, especially being a mom of three and being married, like, how do you keep the relationship alive? Like, yeah. You and Nick, like,
yeah.
What are your guys' tips on, like, keeping a really strong marriage?
Shower sex.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I love it.
That's a good one.
I love you, Nick. But it's so him. I'm in the shower. I'm like, all right, I have a full day. You have a full day. I'm like, it's either now or not. And he's like, what? Now?
Yeah.
Like, the kids are at school. It happens. And then later that night, if you get like the cherry on top, it's great. But if not, you're like, we already did shower sex.
Right. That's I like really... Brian and I used to do shower sex. So we need
bring
to bring
it back,
that
girl.
Back.
Arnim and I too, and we don't even have an excuse. We stopped.
Oh, you don't? Because
I think it's just we need a bigger shower.
I know, because for Brian and I, there's times that
well, he's just like, if you tell Arnim, I want to have sex with you in the shower, so we need a bigger shower. I have a feeling he'll be like extreme home
walls.
Makeover. Like in 48 hours, you'll have a brand new marble shower.
Oh my god, I so
that
could
is
see
so
that.
True. Well, it's funny because Brian and I at times at night will look at each other. And we're like, should we have sex? And I'm like, I'm totally for it. And he'll be like, I mean, me too. And I'm like, or do you think like, I mean, we're pushing 8 hours. Kind of, and we have this conversation, not sexy.
Yep.
And then we'll be like, well, it's just tomorrow. Yeah. We'll just go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, is this marriage?
No, and we do that too. We'll be sitting there and I'm like, oh man, baby, we had turkey chili tonight. I mean, but do you, should we put music? Oh, the Sonos isn't working. Is there a candle? I can't find the lighter. Maybe tomorrow? No. Tomorrow. And I always say, tomorrow, wake me up. And he's like, you know that never works because I'm not a morning sex girl. Yeah. Like, I'm not. I'm sorry. I need to be like late night.
Yeah.
Which is why if I'm in the shower and he's there and the kids are gone, I'm like, babe, he knows exactly. Huh?
Yeah. I love it. That is the best. Well, I feel bad because Arnim and I, we went from like, in the honeymoon stage, and then we got engaged, and then I found out I was pregnant 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And everything changed so quickly, and he has to deal with crazy hormones right now and trying to piece life together, and I deal with a lot of construction. So poor guy, we went from like honeymoon stage straight to like a 7-year itch. Like it's just crazy.
You know what? This is TMI. I can say it, right? We can do the TMI.
For sure.
It's like X-rated.
Oh yeah. Yes. Our listeners
my girlfriend,
will love it.
I don't have like big knockers. Like my boobs are I'm very happy, but they're not.
Yeah. I got big knockers.
She swore. She's like, coconut oil, Vanessa. This was my godsend. She's like, half the time I wasn't in the mood, I would just slather some coconut oil on my boobs and just let him
really
go to town. That's what saved her marriage with her first two babies.
Oh, I
so
see.
Coconut oil.
Yeah.
Sorry for the sound effect.
The sound effect helped.
But she's like, I'd be tired or I'd be cranky or I'd be crampy. She's obviously pregnant, not feeling sexy, but like she said, my boobs always felt sexy and he loved boobs. So I was like, good for you.
That's and ours goes so our sex life goes so on and off. And I don't know if it's me. Well, I need
for sure. For
well, you
sure.
just stop feeling pretty.
Yeah.
But like, I'll admit, last night, it was the first time that I told him, like, hey, can you massage my boobs? And then I like pushed the hand lower. And I was like, can you massage down there too? Thanks. When in my head, I'm like, I should just ask. I don't know why I had to like force his hand down there. Like,
because it's weird. You don't want to be greedy. You don't want to sound greedy. Massage my boobs. Now here. Now there.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye. Good night. Yeah.
Totally.
But like, second trimester is always the best sex. So I feel like Brian and I always have. Like really good sex. Second
how
trimester?
Is it on top? I mean, I know this might be TMI, but it's difficult for us a little bit on the top. It just kind
of
hurts.
You know what's weird is when I knew the sex of each baby, that's what affected psychologically.
Oh,
so
really?
Like, yeah. Like I remember when I was pregnant with a girl, I was like, okay, this is weirder for me It was weirder for him at times. He's like, I can't. I'm like, come on. He's
yeah,
like, no.
Yeah.
And then the boy. And then when you're further along and you've seen the pictures, like they're mm-hmm. a full person at this, you know, yeah. it's just.
And their heads down.
Yes.
So that would always weird out Brian. Like I felt yeah. like we never had, it was rare for us to have sex in our third trimester because he's like, my penis is going to poke the head.
And which and I'm is like, so funny. Because there's one book where it's like, guys, you could have a 14-inch long yeah. penis. You're still not like, going to make it a birth canal. Yeah. But guys, I get it. It's psychological
right.
for them. Which is why the coconut oil in the boobs.
I'm going to do it.
I mean, if you're up for that, I yeah. just, it seems like a lot of work for me to like.
Oh my gosh.
I would have to push mine. I mean, mine
already laying kind of. On my
I know
my
you said
stomach.
You don't feel, you're like, I don't feel as sexy or as like
no.
you used to. But. Every single man that I've ever asked is like my wife or my fiance or my girlfriend has never been more beautiful and more sexy mm. than when she's pregnant. So I guarantee it's hard,
that.
But whatever you're feeling, they're like, no.
That is true.
You know what I mean? You're holding half of them, right. literally.
Yeah.
And that I don't know true. If you ever felt this, Vanessa, but are there times where you sit and you kind of miss your belly?
Oh, all the time.
Because before I was pregnant, really? I remember there was times where I sat there and I missed my belly. Like,
I know. I miss
birdie
it.
Inside.
I miss it and I still rock sometimes.
It is crazy. I didn't know it was a thing, but all I want to do is rub my belly. And
yeah.
it's like I just want to put my little one to sleep or... Oh, goodness. I just can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. By the way, the fact that you guys are pregnant together...
Is it not just the craziest?
It's bizarre. Like this morning when we were co-hosting the talk, it is funny. Every time they're like, you guys are a week and a half apart. Like
yeah.
people look at us like... We're freaks. Like
well,
it's
we ended
crazy.
Up, they wanted us to talk more about our story. And even though we've done it here, because it was like, even though it wasn't part of the segment, Carrie Ann was just like, this is crazy. Because immediately being twins and being reality stars, everyone's like, oh, they planned it. They
yeah.
want it for another season. Like
yeah.
we've heard it all. And they did IVF and all. It was just crazy, all this stuff. And it was like, we both literally
yeah, no,
did all plan to be
this
pregnant.
This is fascinating to me. Like
yeah.
if I was a documentary filmmaker, I would want, like, is anybody following you guys right now? They need to be.
Yeah. Right. Total Bellas.
I mean, no, I mean like on a.
But a documentary
oh,
level. Like scientific.
There's something going on. I'm saying there's, because this isn't the first time that something like this has happened to you guys. I mean, I know we've
right,
talked about a couple
yeah.
things and it's like, it's really, it's all you know. So to you, it's the norm. But from people who are in the outsider perspective, they're like, this is bizarre.
Right.
Like that's, it's a beautiful thing, but it's, there's a connection there
mm.
that's literally like cosmic.
Right. That's what, you know, I was telling them all this morning. They were like, oh my gosh, you guys are so right. But we're like, in a spiritual way, we feel like we're having twins.
I wonder what the baby's reactions to each other is going to be like.
I know.
Like,
that
is
I am
crazy.
So
like,
when you put them down,
like
if they're
they
just like, all of a sudden they grab each other and they're, you know, or I wonder if one's fussy. If, let's just say you call in the middle of the night, you're like, oh my gosh, and like, so and so's fussy too. This is crazy. Or you put them together, they calm down. Like, I want to start making this documentary. For
honestly.
You.
And what's been crazy, because Bree's already done it before, but this one, she has felt different symptoms, but ours have been identical.
That's crazy.
From day one. And then we were at the doctor the other day, at different doctors in different states. And we didn't even realize that we had the same appointment time. And then we looked at our ultrasounds. I sent it to Bree, and then she sent me hers back. And I had to send it to my mom and Bree. And I go, Bree, look at their profiles. They look like
Stop
identical.
It. Stop
like
it.
They were almost identical. And then she pulled Birdie's up. Now Birdie's was like 4 weeks later. So
yeah,
more
so
developed.
Little, yeah.
But it was different. And we're like, this
is
nuts.
It was weird. It like will give me goosebumps when I really think about it, because I'm like, especially because I've gone through pregnancy before, and that one was so different from this one.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like Nicole. And it's just, it makes me feel like this was such a, like for me, like just something from God.
Yeah.
And like how this happened. And
well, I don't want to sound like spiritual or cheesy or whatever. And
we're very spiritual. So,
but I do believe like Bree needed Nikki to be pregnant with your baby's twin to
yeah.
get you through having two. And Nikki needed Bree's baby to get you through having your first.
Yeah.
Like this is really
beautiful
and awesome that you got. I'm like, if I get pregnant now, my baby will be, darn it, 20 weeks behind, so I can't have yeah. the Bella triplets.
Dang.
No. Darn it.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been really fun.
I don't
fun.
Know how I just made that about me trying to get pregnant, but I'm trying. That, for no, I clearly
I like
am
it.
Trying to get number
yeah.
four. Babe,
we have to,
we have
to, we
do
have
it
to
for
say
the Bella
yeah
twins,
for Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to tell him.
I love this. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Vanessa, but first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
I feel like, you know, all this amazing baby talk, but we should talk about the number one show on Netflix. Love is Blind.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, were you like, one, I love you and Nick together.
Thank
when you,
you
guys host, you guys are so cute together, but I would love to hear the journey and then how probably shocked you guys were. Because Netflix is so competitive.
So competitive. So we shot this October and November of 2018. And
wow.
I know, right? This is the first show that Nick and I have hosted, co-hosted together. So this was a big deal for us in terms of like, okay, we're going to do it. Because, you know, you can either like love working with your spouse or it can be an absolute nightmare. And we did Miss USA together as a trial run. It was a live 2-hour telecast. And we were like, this is cool. Like we've got each other's backs. We finish each other's sentences and we're there for each other to support, not to like one up the other person. So let's do it. So we got this opportunity and we jumped on board. And honestly, look, at the end of the day, they had to cut out a ton of our stuff. In fact, like 90% of what we shot. But I'm okay with that because it's not about us. It's not about the setup that we gave, the post-interview that we had. It's about the lovers and the couples, which is why I'm excited about the reunion.
I mean,
I know, no, because they just said, here are 100 questions we want you guys to get to. And it was 4.5 hours that we shot it. It was down to an hour that's going to air, but it was 4.5 hours of just me and Nick like talking to them and reminding them about situations that happened, and actually on our side getting to be ourselves, but on their side for them getting to clear the air. So yeah, we got to meet them. I was with the women on one side and Nick was with the men on the other side. And then at night, this was actually really great marriage therapy. We would go to the hotel bar in Atlanta, and this is when I started drinking old fashions. Like, I was never a fan of old fashions, and I was, this particular hotel made the best old fashioned. So we'd get 2 old fashions and we'd sit there and we would just talk for honestly like hours about, oh my gosh, well, Lauren told me this. He's like, no way, because Cameron told me this. I'm like, get out.
No, how fun.
And the fact that we were doing that while we were filming, I'm like, this is going to be, if people even feel an ounce of what we're feeling, it's going to be huge. Because it's, when I tell you it's not scripted, I promise you, you cannot script Carlton not telling Diamond. You cannot script Jessica falling in love with Mark and Barnett. You cannot script Kelly all of a sudden going, I don't think I can do it. You cannot script any of these situations. I mean, you can, but not with regular people and the emotions that you feel. The tears were all real. The laughter was all real.
You could tell too, and I think Brie and I being reality stars, like I could pick up on scripted and non-scripted so quickly. Like, that's why there's a lot of reality shows I won't watch, because I'm like, this is so set up.
Yeah.
I think that's why I got so hooked on your guys' show. And you guys were so genius on taking like the break. I would wait, like I do for The Bachelor, wait that week. Well, is it Thursday? Is it dropped?
I know.
Come on, I need to see it. Because I felt it was so real.
Yeah.
And I was just,
I think that's a really good perspective, is that you guys have been in reality TV. So you know when it's like, hey, we're going to need you to come over here. You can't ask a grown woman, Jessica, to say, Jessica, I need you to go over here and hit on Barnett.
Right.
She'd look at you and go, you're crazy.
Yeah.
That genuinely, she's like, hey, just making sure. I give so much credit. Chris, the creator, he also does Married at First Sight. And he let it breathe, if that makes any sense.
Oh, like,
which I
so
love
important.
When they let it breathe in reality.
They
we
let
try
it
to
breathe.
Do that all the time with Bella's. You have to let it breathe.
Honestly, that's why it took so long. It was 2 months of breathing footage.
Yeah.
So if you think about the thousands of hours of footage that they had and they had to go through, and that's why ultimately there were other couples that did get engaged, and you can't follow everybody. And so you just, you hope for the best, and they got a great show. They knew back then we're going to launch it, hopefully Valentine's Day 2020. And I was like, what? I remember thinking at the time, are you kidding me? This is crazy. And now it's here and it's out and people are loving it.
Yeah. Real quick, was making me think of Jessica and Barnett. Like, if you are someone who knows body language, like she even would have the shady hunch, like knowing people were behind her and I don't want people to hear, but like, hey, Barnett, like,
you forget,
still there.
You forget that you're being taped. How many times? That's the other thing. Like, they weren't being, the camera guys weren't being shady, but they were like hiding sometimes behind a pole, and you forget you're mic'd.
Yeah,
like you forget how many times you have to tap yourself. You're like, literally I grab my, cause I always have a mic on my chest whenever I'm shooting, and I'll grab myself. And I'm like, oh, I'm not filming right now, so I can tell you a secret or whatever. They forget that because they're regular people.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
They just, and when you're brand new
too.
and you're drinking and you forget.
So, yeah. It's funny because my girlfriend texts me and she goes, literally, Jessica's making me cringe, and put all these emojis. I immediately knew who she was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to go, Jessica who, or what are you I knew she was talking about the show.
Oh.
Isn't
and
that
I feel, honestly, like in the reunion, I feel she was the most cringeworthy, and she'll tell you herself.
Yeah.
But after the fact, she was the most self-reflective.
I love that.
She's like, I can't watch the rest of it. I've learned a lot. She's like, I cuss too much. I drink too much. This has been a massive lesson for me to see it from a third person's perspective. On one hand, I'm like, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that with the world as well. But I'm so glad and proud that you can see that on the other side of it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So, but yeah, she... let's just say you haven't seen it yet, but minute 12, there's a little Amber Jessica.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, we were literally,
look
we
at
just
chills.
We just started the interview and she was like, that was trifling.
I cannot wait for that. I'm like, those two are going to brawl. It's just, it's something's going to happen. But the nice thing with Jessica, what she has to know is like the Bellas on our shows, we drink sometimes too much. We always self-reflect after watching ourselves.
this season coming out, I haven't had a total Brie mode moment. I've had a few drunk moments, but they've been more fun and playful. Not crazy. What I'm saying is this season coming out, I have a total like senior in high school drunk moment. Actually, I would say maybe younger than that. I get so drunk, like over 5, 6, 7 tequilas. I don't even know. But Artem and I get into, not only is it one of our like our first big fights and the cameras are rolling, but like high school fights at a salsa club where I start aggressively salsa dancing with other guys with boobs out, Spanx out. Like,
because that's going to get back at him.
Right. And I don't the guys are like, throwing me around. When I saw the footage, I mean, I was crying laughing because of Brie and like knowing her thoughts. But then I go, I'm so humiliated. I can't believe the whole world's going to see this.
Yeah. Well, I was a drunk mediator, which never works.
Oh, her talking drunk voice. And then me talking with, like, I don't know what happens when you get drunk, where your makeup goes, but it goes somewhere else, yeah. Not on your face. And I'm like, I don't know I should be in a relationship. Like, I mean, I'm hearing myself talk and I'm
wait,
cringing.
So I actually love this. I have a question. Yeah. So you guys, I mean, you have a hand in your show.
We do.
And I do love that you didn't see that and then say, I'm mortified and I'm going to cut it.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm going to air this because this is real. This is my life. This is our life. And this is part of my relationship.
Totally. When Brie and I became executive producers, that was the one thing we said to each other, is that when we edit, we have to look from a producer's point of view and not ourselves.
Right.
And there have been so many times where we've wanted to edit things, but we're like, this is real, it's relatable, and it's some good shit. So we need to keep this in. And like, immediately when I saw this stuff, especially just even how Artem's reaction was, I'm like, oh man.
Well, and I wasn't going to allow
we're going
you to
from
take
a great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this
she's
one,
like,
of course,
I'm the other EP. It's staying in.
All my drunk moments have stayed.
Yeah. And so there are those moments that we keep in that have been so tough, but we know like it makes people relate because we've all had those moments.
Well, and no,
I hope.
At the end of the day, we have. At the end of the day, that's why people love you, is because you are so relatable and so real. And nobody wants to see this like picture perfect cookie cutter life because they know it's not real.
Right. It's so true.
I agree.
Well, you and Nick are so down to earth. You guys have always been. And I feel like everyone sees that with you guys. You like feel
that.
I hope
so.
Totally. Even when we did Dancing with the Stars, I just feel like from, I mean, day one since I've known you, but even before not knowing you guys were always known as just such a down to earth couple and people. And
now I'm feeling uncomfortable. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's rare to get that in entertainment. You know, it's like,
especially with power couples, because that can be intimidating.
Oh, we're a power couple?
You guys are a power couple.
You are a power couple.
Thank you. That's really, I really feel uncomfortable now. Like,
no, don't.
I'm sitting right here.
Right?
Thank you. No, you know, I think the thing about Nick is he's cut from a different cloth from most guys. Not all guys, but most guys. He's been in this industry for decades. And I can say that because, like, older men, it's sexy, right?
Yeah.
But, like, decades. And he hasn't been jaded by it. And he hasn't. He knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He knows what's important to him, which is always family first. And now I'm that. I'm his wife, and we have 3 kids. And he's so grounding to me. And I'm, like, you know, I'm the other side of it that's like spinning around him, and he's just
You're
there
Tasmanian
as the grounding
devil.
Force. Exactly, right? The yin to the yang. But, no, it's so funny because today, actually, there's like this whole thing about how he's introduced himself. Did you see this?
Oh, well, I saw it because some of the wrestlers were tweeting it.
It's so...
And I'm like, I just, when I see people's names, I know it like strikes me different. Like,
I'm sorry, but I love, and I'll have to tell Nick, that wrestlers are tweeting about.
Oh, yeah. They're like, favorite line of this season of Love is Blind. I'm Nick Lachey, obviously, right? That's the line.
So what he said wasn't it so, like, anybody who knows Nick or knows of Nick, he's the most down-to-earth, real, humble guy. And truly what he was saying was being super sweet as a husband.
That's what I took it as. So when I saw people tweeting that, I'm like, no, he said that because she said her name first.
Yes, and he's
like, and he was saying as a husband, obviously her husband.
But he's, instead of saying, I'm obviously her husband, Nick Lachey, he said, I'm obviously Nick Lachey, her husband. And it's so funny. And you know what? We had a good laugh this morning. And he's like, this show, this just is a testament to how this show has like literally taken a life of its own.
I mean,
if wrestlers are tweeting about it on a random Wednesday.
Right?
That's
I saw
crazy.
It, I think, last week.
That's hilarious.
They were tweeting about it. And That's I was hilarious. Like, and that was, I think, the first thought of like, no, but he didn't mean it like that. Like, because I didn't even think twice about it because I knew what he was saying. He was being a cute husband.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, I'm hoping for season 2.
So are we.
Yes. There better be.
I mean, there has to be.
Actually, good question. Do you believe Love is Blind?
I do.
Do you get that?
I do believe it's a big part of it.
I do. I agree.
Like, obviously, this was, that's why when we say, obviously, that's why when we say it's an experiment, people don't understand. So we didn't make anybody propose. We said, you have the opportunity to propose. That's on you. And they're like, well, why would I propose? Well, at the end of the day, you could potentially lose this person forever. I know you don't think that, but you've never met them.
Yeah.
And when they leave this experiment themselves, they might be a changed person. They might want to move on, or they might find somebody else. Do you want to risk that? So that being said, we had, I believe it was 8 proposals, but we followed the 6. And at that point, you're now locked into the show. So once you proposed, then you had to go to the altar. That's what people didn't understand. They're like, why would Jessica go all the way to see Mark knowing she wasn't good? That was part of it. You had to stand there.
Yeah.
And honestly, and I won't tell you who, but there were a couple that at the last minute changed their mind. They weren't going into it. What they said wasn't what they were going to say. But standing there, reading vows, mom and dad are in the crowd, cameras, flowers, music, pastor. You're like, okay. And you either freak out and say, I can't go through with this, or you say, yes, this is exactly what I needed to solidify. I do. So to your question, do I think love is blind? Nick and I, which is why we wanted to be a part of this, and initially I believe why Netflix approached us, we dated for the first year basically by our phone. Like, we would do the text messages, we would do phone calls. It wasn't like I didn't see him every night and I didn't jump his bones and he jumped my bones and us have like drunken nights out, like doing whatever. We would just talk. How was your day? My day was good or my day was bad. What happened? You know, then it goes into, well, what do you want in life? And what do you want in a partner? And what do you want in a wife? And how do you want to have kids? And you start talking about these things because all you have is a phone.
Yeah.
And so we did that for almost the first year. And then when I saw him, then it was like the honeymoon stage of like physical, 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 physical. And we've solidified now. And actually when we inserted the physical, it became a little more stressful because body language, like the way that I would, if I rolled my eyes, he's like, are you, I'm trying to have a conversation and you're not even listening to me, or vice versa. If he walked out of a room, I'm like, I'm trying to have a conversation. You're walking out of the room.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that on the phone. You know what I mean? And even if you did hang up, you'd call back. So sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, love you.
Right.
So for us, we solidified that foundation of love being blind without the physical part. And then the physical part was the icing on the cake. And so in that same wave with this, I believe it's what made these couples. And again, I'm just, when we say what we say in the host perspective, like we're trying to give you the best foundation, the best, it truly is. Communication is what's going to make you and Artem and you and your husband go the distance, you know? So if you and Brian can't talk and you guys can't communicate, you're screwed.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
It's so true. Communication's totally a foundation. What I found so cute about the shows, anytime they all needed to have a serious talk, they'd go in different rooms.
Yeah.
They like went back
They went back to the pods.
The pods. Right.
No, exactly. It was Jessica and Mark and Giannina and Damien found that they were able to talk more when they weren't, because Damien, they didn't show this part on the show, but Nick and I went into each couple's apartment and we had like therapy sessions with them. Like,
oh, no way. That would have been so interesting. They should air those as like deleted
I
scenes.
I wonder. They did one little take because after each pod date, we interviewed them. But yeah, we went into each of their apartments and Giannina and Damien actually were talking to each other through us. So she's like, well, Vanessa, I tried to, you know, and Damien's like, well, Nick, if you ask her, she's going to say, and both Nick and I were like, we could come back. Or I think what they're trying to say is, so they were literally like using us like a marriage counselor. And at the end of the day, I'm like, that's the beauty of how they've developed their relationship. So it's actually, it's brilliant.
It is. It really is. You would actually, you would totally see Damien shut down. Like, I remember, remember when I said that? I go, he shuts down when she acts a certain way. Like, you saw it. I'm like, that's not good, Tardy.
But I will say, when we saw them at the reunion, so they're back. Well, you haven't seen the reunion yet, but this will have aired after that.
Yeah.
They're together.
They are.
They're together.
I was wondering.
My gosh, I have chills again.
But, and I told Nick, I go, this makes me so happy because they weren't together for TV. Like, I'm sure people are like, oh, well, they're doing this for the show. The show wrapped, I believe it was November 17th. And she went to see his family. She says this in the reunion. I don't think it made the final cut, but she went to his family's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if you remember, his family didn't meet her.
Right.
But after the cameras stopped rolling, she went to visit them and then spent, so two holidays back to back right after the cameras stopped. And they've been together ever since. And when I just amazing. Hear her talk gosh. About him and hear him talk about their love, they're so grounded. I have so much respect for them.
Thank God.
And they let it blossom outside of this. So
that's awesome. Beautiful.
It's really beautiful. It's cool.
Oh wow. My goodness.
I was wondering if they're going to get back because I did feel like they're really passionate and in love.
Yeah.
But I did feel like she was a little harsh on him, and I could see that was scaring him, and driving him away.
But it was probably great for her to watch that ever.
Right. That's the thing. She's like, I realize, like, he's right, you yeah. know, but no woman ever wants to hear that. Like, right. You're a little feisty and crazy and harsh, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when you see it, you're like, right.
Yeah.
But she actually saw it reflectively before the show aired, because after the camera stopped filming, she's like, you're right. I needed you to tell me. She said, I was so caught up in myself. And in this vision of this perfect, like, she wasn't even hearing him. She's like, we're going to get married. We're happy. And he's like, yes, we are happy. He even said in the show, he's like, I wasn't going to say no, but standing there realizing, he said, you almost looked like you weren't even seeing us.
Right.
So he said no at the altar. And I don't think he planned on that.
Wow.
But they're together and they're awesome. And look, aww. If they don't work out, at least they've had these past 2 years of just really great, amazing love.
Totally. To get that love in your life and how you find that. I mean, that's so
amazing. It's so
sweet. They had to go this long without Instagramming.
Yeah. In fact, before the press, the PR for the show had to double check everyone's, because they're like, this is about to go global. I just need to make sure you guys have no pictures up that give any hints of rings or any spoilers. So, yeah, they couldn't tell anybody. But they weren't really famous.
Right.
So
no
it wasn't.
Them.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I mean, I'm sure they told their families. Their families all had to know, but nobody really knew them. But now it's out. Aww. But now what's great is people reach out to me and they're like, I just want to find love. I mean, there's a couple cuckoo birds, but for the most part, 95% of people are like, can I be on season 2? I'm just sick of this dating world, this swipe generation.
Yeah.
Of what photo? What
Honestly.
Photo?
I think, that's the thing is, I feel like Love is Blind has so many legs because you can have like a celebrity season or just all these different kinds of seasons. Maybe it's just older people or I don't know.
Yeah.
I like you guys can do so much.
I said the same thing, like older people, or you can do same sex relationships, or you can do divorced families who have kids. Mm-hmm. We should do a twins edition and see if twins end up with the same twin partner.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yes.
That would be insane.
Like if it's literally six sets of twins and then who ends up with who?
Oh my god.
When they come out and meet.
Yeah.
That would
be like you guys fell in love with like the twin brothers.
You guys, you know what? You should go.
I've dated twins before.
Not at the same time.
I mean,
but we did.
I mean, I started dating the one and then you dated his brother.
Well, I always thought his brother was so hot. I mean, they both were really hot. Still are hot. I see him in Phoenix. I'm like, damn, twins are so hot.
Trust me, they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, they better be. Shit. No, I'm just kidding.
No, there was one night where I looked over and she was kissing the twin.
You're right. I forgot about that.
And I was like we were dating. So me and the guy were dating. And I look over and see her just on the balcony kissing his brother. And I'm like, no, this is weird.
But I couldn't go further because it was so weird that I was like, okay, you're already like dating. We just
But I wonder
infatuated.
If you couldn't see the physical side of it, if you guys would have both found them like interesting and sexy.
Well, when you looked at their personalities.
Yeah.
Their personalities fit both of ours.
See?
Like, it's crazy.
So Andrew was more like Nicole. Elliot was more like me. So
it is weird.
That could work.
Like, Elliot totally turned into a musician. Andrew was a professional soccer player. Like, when you look
Maybe
at their
Maybe that's it. We do, like, Love is Blind, Twin Edition. And then if you end up marrying the twin, you get a bonus.
Yeah. Like, double.
Double.
Everything's double. Well, before we wrap, what's next for Vanessa Lachey?
Oh, my gosh. What's next? Mommyhood is all of it. Honestly, I feel like when Nick and I decided to have kids and we made that the forefront of our life, our family, everything else is just like the extra blessing. You know, when he gets to still tour 25 years later, being in the same boy band, we're like, that's a bonus. And when I get to still do television shows, I'm like, that's a bonus. Or movies for the holidays, that's a bonus. And now we get to do a show together.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we got to travel together, and you know how it is. You know how it is without the baby. If you're on a 5-hour flight, you're like, this is kind of a vacation.
Oh, it is.
And if you're with your husband, you're like, this is really a vacation.
Yeah. And with the free wine and first class.
You sit down, you're like, I'll take a Bloody Mary. Yeah. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to hold hands. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we now get to work together, it's even that much more of a blessing. So for us, it's just... it's watching our kids grow and seeing their personalities develop. And our son is so into sports. And so I'm just finding the balance of like being the supportive mom, but also not being the sideline mom who's like, get in there.
Oh yeah.
Cause I so soccer want mom. To be, but I'm like, you're great. Okay. You don't want to play today. That's fine. Yeah. And just watching them grow and be little people. And then, yeah, when the gigs come and go, that's all that they are. They come yeah. and go. But at the end of the day, I mean, gosh, after seeing you guys, I might go home and want to make baby number four.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, knock on wood.
Shower time at night.
Yeah.
I'll be like, gosh, our water bill just really went up this yeah. month. It's just mommyhood, and we're very grateful. So, and you know, hey, maybe soon it'll be a Love is Blind season two.
Yes. Yes.
It'll be win, win, win.
Well, we are rooting for that. And we're excited for the reunion.
Thank
you so much for finally coming on our podcast.
Yes. I mean, I live down the street. I'll come back anytime. I need to come back next time with Nick so he
you
can.
You do. That'll be fun.
Thank you guys so much and congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Well, now it's time for Healer Babyface. Bring it on, Brie. But first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Welcome back to our new segment, Heel or Babyface.
In the wrestling world, heels are the bad guys and babyfaces are the good guys.
That is right. So we're going to be the pop culture referees to determine if someone was being a heel or a babyface. So this week we are debating about The Bachelor. Is Madison a heel or babyface for giving Peter the virginity ultimatum right before Fantasy Suites week?
Ooh.
Okay, so if you guys haven't been watching The Bachelor, let me give you a little recap of why we're going to be debating if Madison is a heel or babyface. So for The Bachelor, before you sign up for it, you know towards the end of the show, if you make it that far, that there's a week, which is the Fantasy Suite. So the Bachelor, Bachelorette can take three people different nights into a Fantasy Suite and do fantasy-like things, such as sex. And Madison, who is a virgin, right before they were leaving the final three to do Fantasy Suites, she pulled Peter aside, who's the Bachelor, and asked him not to sleep with any of the other girls because, in theory, actually, 6 days after Fantasy Suites, he gets down on one knee and proposes. So she just said, out of respect for me and what I believe in morally, I prefer that you don't sleep with the other women because I just couldn't go any further with you knowing that you slept with someone and 6 days later proposed if it was me. So on that note, I actually think Madison is a babyface, and this is why I feel like Madison is a babyface. I really respect the fact that Madison has these morals. I know that, you know, a lot of the women didn't like that she gave Peter an ultimatum. They thought that was very heelish of her. Like, how unfair is that? You signed up for the show. You knew what you're getting yourself into. But what I find really cool and I think is a really big babyface moment is the fact that she's sticking to her morals. She's not letting TV or The Bachelor or the show, social media, let her, you know, shift that of like, no, this is what I stand for and this is what's important to me. And when she was explaining, you know, her perspective on this, I actually like agreed with her. Like, it is crazy that he could sleep with these three different women and then 6 days later he is proposing to his soon to be wife.
Well, I don't think signing doesn't mean you have to sleep with them, but my thing is this: you're a virgin, you don't agree with sleeping, don't do it. So she doesn't do it, but to like tell Peter not to sleep with other women just in case he might propose to her, to me, now she's trying to shift who he is. Like, don't shift your morals, but Peter might, for him, sex might be a big thing in a relationship. And here he's willing to commit the rest of his life to a woman. And maybe sex is a big thing to him. So, like, for this girl who might not get picked, to give him an ultimatum, it's kind of like, okay, well, I don't know. I've been in those situations where I've gotten ultimatums and it doesn't work for me. I feel like if Peter wants to explore, that's who he is, and she needs to know then who she's marrying. And if she doesn't like a man who wants to explore other women to see, like, that's going to be my wife, then she needs to bounce.
Right, but I respect the fact that at least she spoke her mind and she stated what she believed in. She spoke her truth. Like, she could have not said anything at all and just been bothered. But I think it's amazing that she was like, look, this, if you want to be with me, this is what it takes. And I respect that.
I respect that too. But I also feel like there's a difference between people standing for what they believe in instead of kind of trying to pressure other people to do the same. Like, and
I'll admit, I didn't watch this episode. So, you know, I didn't see how it all went down, but I kind of just feel like it's a little heelish, to just kind of be like, this is who I am. And if you don't do it, then I'm gone.
Well, and that's how the other two girls, Victoria F. and Hannah Ann, felt. They felt like she was being a heel. And another episode has happened, Brie, which I don't think you've watched. So Peter had to give two girls the roses out of the three. And he gave it to Madison and to Hannah Ann, and Victoria F. was out. And she accepted the rose. She hesitated, but then she accepted the rose. But before she accepted, she told Chris Harrison that she doesn't know if she's still in love with him.
Oh, so this girl might be like a secret heel.
I don't know.
That's a little bit of a heelish move to accept a rose and you're not in love with him.
But I feel like it's because she was so in love with him. And then when he did admit to her that he slept with the two other girls, it crushed her because she was the last date. So he had already had two nights of sex with these other girls, which that is kind of strange, right? That we have this reality TV show that I'm totally hooked on this season. But we have this fantasy suite and they always have three finalists. And the Bachelor, Bachelorette get to decide if there was, you know, like you have three people and you get three nights to have sex with each person.
But I don't think
each
all
person.
Of them have sex.
No, they all don't, but the option's there. A majority of them do. Like, I even think about the woman, like, you have three P's in you within three nights. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
And we all love it. And what I love, it's like a very conservative crowd that loves it. And we're like, yay, fantasy, sweet week. It's like,
who's going to bone?
Yeah, who's going to bone? Can't wait. And then what's even more messed up is I was thinking about it is the girl that gets sent home.
So she like had sex with him and then
and then like
sent
2 days later, he's like, or she's like, bye.
That makes
that
me
sucks.
Feel really bad. Like I wasn't good in bed or something.
See, that's why I don't know if I'm a fan of these fantasy suites.
So I think I would be like Madison a little bit and be like, you know what, let's have a fun night, play maybe a little beer pong, get to know each other a little better, but I wouldn't give it up. I don't think I'd have sex. Now if he had sex with the other woman, that's on him. Like I've had other partners, so I'd be like, whatever, if he needs that. But my gut is kind of telling me that Madison's a hidden heel.
Well, you know what, I think this is going to be the first time in heel or baby face that we're going to have to take it to Instagram for a poll, because I think she's a baby face because I think it's great that she respects herself enough to stick to her morals. And it does seem like in the season finale that he doesn't show up. And so for all of you, we recorded this before the season finale. So this is literally airing the day after the season finale. So you all, and we all are going to know at this point if Madison showed up or not, but I think she's a baby face. I mean, yeah, it's an ultimatum, but at least, you know, she stood for what was right for her. And I like that. So that's a baby face. You're sticking to a heel. So I think we take it to Instagram and have our listeners help us on this. Is Madison for giving Peter an ultimatum because she is a virgin and she did not want Peter to sleep with any of the women in the fantasy suites? Does that make her heel or a baby face?
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. And a huge thank you to Vanessa Lachey for coming by and just giving us such amazing advice on being a mom, working in the industry, and of course, talking about our favorite show right now, Love is Blind.
That's right. I feel like she's a long-lost sister.
She is.
Vote for the winner of this week's Heel or Babyface on Instagram.
Tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
And tweet at us and call us with your pregnancy and childbirth questions. We're going to have some experts on soon, and we're curious what you want to know.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe. Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
When it comes to scents,
You should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.